thank you for sharing that. Thank you for staying engaged. So when they're saying staying engaged, there's a very powerful association that's occurring, and we're learning how to honor that. We're learning how to access that. You're gonna receive this energetic upgrade in life installments. So in other words, you may be doing the dishes, you may be cooking dinner, you may be driving on the road, and all of a sudden you're gonna be awakened to the light. You're gonna be activated, you're gonna be remembered. So we wanna remember that we're gonna keep saying yes to that light above all else. Above all else, without the common understanding, meaning understanding what to do with it, what does that mean, how does that affect change, it's more of like receiving love's admission. Receive, receive, receive. All right, beautiful. So it looks like we are going to help Laura this morning. Hello, Miss Laura, how may we help?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
I had a feeling you were going to call on me.
Awesome.
Just a message, please.
Don't look back. So don't look back is, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter if like, oh my gosh, I think I actually made 7 mistakes in how I went about something. It doesn't matter because now you see. So if, not that we're saying you made a mistake, but just saying, it's like if you look back, and it's like, wow, I would really do that differently now that I'm standing here. They are cheering. They are saying yes. They are like, atta girl. All that matters is your now say-so. In other words, all that matters is what you now see. All that matters is what you now invest in. All that matters is what you now understand. Because what we're looking for, she is so cute and adorable. What we're looking for is a common verse. In other words, if you can remember, you've used every twist and turn to make your garden grow steady. In other words, the whole point was bringing you up to a certain love's advantage. And if every twist and turn set you in your proper standing, set you in your proper state, that is all that matters. Because once you step up, that was the point of the whole ball game. Say your name again, my love.
Laura.
Stand in your light, stand in your power, stand in love circuitry. Stand in your holy investment, stand in your sunshine. Stand in your awakened status. The card I have for you is Healing Begins. This card is so telltale. I can't even explain to you how relevant it is and how supportive spirit is of the every step that you take. Every single step is moving you forward, is like really helping you release trapped energy, trapped almost like stammering, like you're having trouble getting the words out, but you're coming into God's glory quickly, meaning that every single turn is sort of like, that was a good turn. That was, man, I wouldn't pick that turn if I could do it again. That is as powerful as if you had picked the turn that you would have picked. They're kind of repeating this for emphasis. Like what matters is what you now understand. So through it all, you're bringing up your life's currency. You're bringing up your life's commitment. You're bringing up your life's acceptance. You're bringing up your life's secret treasuring, because you're adjusting to a new attitude is what I would say. And that attitude is like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. So you're no longer stepped away from your power. You're no longer stepped away from, you know, it's almost like if you have luggage there and you're sitting over here, but your luggage is over there, or you're busy talking on the phone. Someone's like, whose luggage is that? It's like you're ready to say the same, meaning like, that's mine, that's for me, here I am, I take full accountability, I take full possession, I take full heavenly value. What would be the word? I pledge it, I assert it, I identify with it. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Thank you. So in other words, you're no longer laying down. There's a card, I forget what it is. It's not Five of Swords. I cannot remember the tarot card. But in any way, when I see it, it's almost like it means that there's a convalescence time, like someone needs to kind of sort of gather their energy. And so they need that cushion. They need that just time to just be amongst themselves and come back into their power. What you're about to do now, when I'm looking at that, it's sort of like that's where you've been and you've regrouped. In other words, I had that rest, I had what was needed, now I'm coming back for the second verse. So it's sort of like act two, here I am, central stage, action. The card I have for you now is heart chakra, because they're saying you're quite gifted. I wanted to say extremely, and for whatever reason, they were insistent that I say quite gifted. There's something about that emphasis and saying quite gifted that somehow your higher self knows and understands and works with, because it's sort of like you're a high-ranking master. So in other words, not only are you holding master energy, but it's high-ranking. So apparently there's some kind of hierarchy, you know, first you master consciousness, what we can call enlightenment, but it doesn't stop there. It's sort of like you keep growing, you keep understanding. So when they say whatever I said, like you're quite, it was like to really understand the level of powerful might. In other words, that you can master consciousness in a very high positioning statement. So again, that heart chakra is you're learning from that place of love. You're learning from that place of standing upon yourself. In your case, my friend, it's the love of self. You know how to love, you get that. You can't help it. Whether your will runs dry, whether you get 7 autoimmune diseases from it, like you can't help but love, because you understand that's your nature. Where you've gotten a little bit of a punch energetically is, and you let your gas go to empty, is that love of self, is that honoring of self, is that good favor of self. So that's where your healing is going to be. So this is the love of self is about to take over. Say your name again, my love. It is just so good. Oh, we had 2 people say their names. That's so cool. So when I'm looking at you, you're a ray of sunshine. How do I want to say it? Okay, so moving on. Don't worry about what I want to say, like prior circumstances you can't change or things that are out of your realm to change. Move on. Don't spend your energy there. Do not worry about it at all. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Thank you. You're coming home at last. So when I said that to you, there was a picture that was posted on my Facebook, and it's actually a picture of Jenny Mack's baby shower a few years ago. And so someone had, I thought it was very cute at the time, they had put up a string and they hung like little baby outfits. So everybody's baby outfit that we bought for her, it was all strung up, you know, like on a clothesline. It was so cute. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you that is that's what I'm looking at for you. And I understand you're sitting there with the baby, but that's not what they're talking about. Your springtime has begun. In other words, the baby shower is the birthing of your divine self. It's the birthing of your Christ self. It's the birthing of your love's attractiveness. So all these cards, sweetheart, feel like a magician every time I do this. Here we are again, heart chakra, because you're activating the treasures of the heart. To do that, you have to come back into your own lifestyle. So again, that little example, whose luggage is this? Anybody claim it? I claim it. It's mine. I take full possession of my true knowing in my amplified status, in my true understanding of self. And I no longer part ways. No longer part ways is I don't stand to the right, I don't stand to the left, I don't back down because someone's more powerful. I stand in my justified privilege. Standing in your justified privilege does not mean that you may not have to have a conversation with. But you don't do it out of attack because you understand godly principles. You do it out of love and serving an assertion of your light. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
It's so good. So when I'm looking at you, I know Halloween was yesterday, but you're getting back on your broomstick. So when I'm looking at you, it's a little bit like, oh, I've ridden a motorcycle, I've never owned one. So I don't know what you have to do to jumpstart it, but I'm just looking at someone cranking it or doing whatever it is you do. So that energy of like getting it started, getting it ready is what I want to say, is the energy I'm looking at when I'm looking at you getting on your broomstick. So you may be like, just straightening out some of the straws on the broom, or I don't know what you're doing, but it's sort of like a readiness energy. Hey, sweetheart. All these cards, third time in a row, heart chakra. So this is really about activating your diamond self. This is really about opening up and serving the light in the most high relevance. You're a superstar in the command of chain. So in other words, who you are on a soul level is a superstar. And when I'm saying that, I'm just seeing an infinity symbol. This infinity symbol is strong. Oh, I know what I wanted to say, thank you. So when I was looking at you energetically, I'm just looking at green at your higher heart, and it's glowing. So just imagine like a glowing light right here at your heart, this color green. And what it's saying to me is it's being stirred, it's being activated. So all of your sacred knowledge, all of your sacred knowing is coming into full value. Say your name one more time.
Laura.
Oh my God, this is so crazy good. You're about to, I don't know how, but here I am looking at someone on a motorcycle, but your motorcycle somehow is a broomstick. I don't know how I'm doing that. Say your name one last time.
Laura.
Okay, so the next card I have for you is a completion card, and it says well-deserved reward. But if you can see him, there's a circle around him. So in other words, he's in his amplified light. He's in this like orbit of light, which is like that divine light, and he's holding it steady. Say your name one last time.
Laura.
You're coming into your own knowing, you're coming into your own circulation. So I'm gonna say it this way. You may have a couple of hiccups along the way. I don't know what they would be, but I gotta do the card first. I'll remember my words, hiccups. All these cards, fourth time, heart chakra. Okay, one more time and you will beat the record. What do I wanna say? Hiccups, thank you. Okay, so you may come upon some hiccups, but those hiccups are going to help you graduate. Those hiccups are going to take you to the light. Those hiccups are going to help you. Just remember, the hiccups are not there to bother you. You want to use them as leverage to be like, oh, I don't want to play with this again. I'm going to use this to emphasize my power to help my garden grow. That is your message. It's so lovely. It's so well deserved. They're saying travel well. And did you have a question today?
I don't think so.
She's got a lot of questions.
She's got a lot of questions.
I just feel like she has a lot to say is what it is. So really like energetically, how would I say it? She's supporting you is what I want to say. She's energetically right with you there, Mama.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Four heart chakra cards in a row. That's pretty groovy. Hello, Miss Kim.
Hi there. I'm sorry I signed on late. I didn't even realize what time it was. I got so distracted with doing things. So I'm sure you recorded it, right?
I did.
Okay, great. I would love a message. Let's see, what am I doing here? Okay, record. I would love a message, please.
Sure. And say your first name.
Kim.
Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. You know what you're doing. They're saying you know you do. Like, don't waste your time with the back talk. Don't waste your time. I'm just going to use the example I've always used, and you probably have heard this 10 times from me now. If I have to call customer service and I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm scared, whatever it is, but I'm not in my wholeness, and I'm sitting there and I've waited like 30 minutes, who knows, you know how that goes sometimes, and I finally get someone, and the first peep out of them, I can feel their energy, and I'm like, oh no, this is not gonna work. They are not gonna be able to help me. They're gonna do their best knowing what they know, but they don't know everything that they could. And I'm not gonna waste my time. I'm just gonna say very politely, oh my gosh, I gotta go. I will have to call you back, which is true. I gotta go because this is not gonna work for me. And I will call back. And I immediately call back with sunshine. It's sort of like, they're just reflecting my energy. I can't blame them. I have to take responsibility for the energy I put out. You want to do that. You really want to realize that your third eye has been activated now. And you know beyond the physical consideration. You know beyond the old story. So it's important for you. It's important for you to understand your gifting. So it's sort of like, oh gosh, it's like it's a man of La Mancha and he knights him, you know, whatever. So you want to do that. You want to have some kind of like high priestess ceremony agreement within self so that you understand that you're properly understood. So properly understood is I have extraordinary intuitive guidance and I'm not afraid to use it. I'm not afraid to travel with it. What you want to do is back up the shame. The shame energy is going to come out for you with frustration towards someone else. They don't know what they're doing. They're not adequate, whatever it is. It's going to be anger or an attack thought. You don't want to engage in that because that weakens your demonstration of power. That weakens your life force. So you just want to remember that you're extraordinarily gifted and you can see behind closed doors. In other words, you've already developed yourself that you can simply tune into the sunshine, meaning tune into the energy. And if you're tuning into the energy, you're going to understand why someone else is playing the riddled game. In other words, someone else is going to play the game of infraction, the game of separation, the game of giving you a hard time. So that you can climb higher, so that you can stay in love's advantage, so that you can learn to smile. So you don't want to engage them, you don't want to argue with them, you don't want to send them hate mail energetically, because all that is going to keep you in the realm of suffering. You're going to understand that they're showing you that, they're showing you the contrast, if you will, so that you can prioritize your light. It's sort of like, I don't need to energetically engage in what's not happening. I'm gonna keep following source. I'm gonna keep following light. I'm gonna keep following the dance of higher consideration because I love myself enough to do that now. I love myself enough to sort of like, you know, what would you call that? To have a clean routine. So a clean routine in ice skating is, or gymnastics, please don't fall down. Please don't fall down. Please like nail your landings. So you're learning how to agree with love, how to agree with the sunshine, and let that old congestion to just go on by, That is your seal of approval. That is your agreement with your light. That is your highest priority right now. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Honor your highest knowing. So here's what I want to say. You're climbing. When I'm looking at you, you're walking up temple stairs. And your ego's right behind you. So it's sort of like, well, if I can get her to get pissed off, if I can get her to start calling that person names inside, I can stall her out. So you want to remember, like, you're running like a clean program now. Like, you're not going to engage. It's sort of like, I don't need to go there. I don't need to engage in my fears. I don't need to get into warfare. I just need to follow like almost like the bouncing ball. But the bouncing ball is going to be of light. And the bouncing ball is going to be of, say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Oh my gosh. So when I'm saying this, it's like I have this light. The energy running through me for you is like just fantastic. But I have this light, and it's almost like drizzling light upon you. I don't know how else to explain that, but when I'm doing that, the energy in my legs is extraordinary. So this is the whole point. It's sort of like, you know, the ego gets developed and it gets you to side with it, and then you think that's going to keep you safe and make you happy. And it's sort of like that ego's a double agent. It's pretending to be my friend, but it's really not helping me. It's keeping me away from my fairy dust. It's keeping me away from my light. So when I'm looking at you, you gathered enough strength. You have enough backing now where you're just not going to engage. It's sort of like you have nothing I need. You have nothing that makes me happy at the end of the day. And so you're remembering the power of your light. And when I'm doing this, man, I wish I had a visual for this, but just the energy running through my legs, it's just like light, shh. And it's powerful. So just imagine like a fairy godmother or whatever, you know, like bequeathed you or whatever, you know, Cinderella, here's everything you need. And that little sparkly light, that's what it looks like. It's like the fairy godmother, hocus pocus, you know, pumpkins into carriages, dress into ball gowns, things into glass slippers. The energy in my legs can carry you. When I say carry you, I'm just seeing these nuns, they're levitating. And they're levitating because they only agree with divine truth. So in their everything's consciousness, and they want me to tell you the story. I have not reached this level yet. But in consciousness, if you feel heavy and dark, you're rooted to the ground. If you only in your consciousness agree with the sunshine, you overcome the rules of physicality. And why not levitate? You can do whatever you want because you're one with your light. You're one with source in essence, and that's all you agree to. So it's sort of like the cells or the molecular structure decomposes, it shifts because you've rearranged it. So the reason they're sharing that is sort of like really pushing the envelope, in my humble opinion. But the reason they wanted me to share that is so that you can consider yesterday. When they say you consider yesterday, it's who you are. In your soul worth, in other words, in your soul makeup. And that's what they're helping you to prioritize and allow. When I say prioritize, now I'm getting crackling in the corner of my room. That's what they're helping you to prioritize and allow that to be noted, allow that to be asserted. In other words, run your programming with that love's admission. Say your name again, sweetheart. Oh, here's the card. They're like, card, please. I forgot. Manifest. So if you look at the energy of that, that equates to the energy I felt when I saw the light, like just shimmering down. So they want you to look at that again. It's sort of like, notice the energy he's able to wield and work with. And is like really at his command. Now that energy only serves whatever's for the highest and best. So that's sort of like where people lose their arms. I don't know why I'm saying that, but apparently I'm supposed to say that. Because if you use your power for ego, that's how civilizations went over and over and over, because that ego is very enticing. It's sort of like, well, now you can do this. Now, this would be the example, because they're really helping you purify. if I held that kind of power and I used it to take care of the United States because I could, to the exclusion of other countries, that would be an abuse of power, because I would be serving just a select grouping rather than the all. If I use the power to serve me and to not care about you, that's going to be abuse of power, because you can use the power when you're serving the light. If I'm serving what's in the highest and best good of the child waiting for adoption, that's serving the light. So whatever has to back down, whatever has to be rearranged, whoever ends up calling in absence so there's a substitute that will approve the adoption, let it be heard, because it's going to serve that child's welfare. It's going to serve the child's best and highest good. So it doesn't mean everyone suddenly becomes an angel, but it does mean that the best and highest good be served always. When I'm saying that to you, the energy coming through my crown chakra is extraordinary, and I'm now holding an Oscar. It's not an Oscar. What is that? Golden Globe? Whatever. They're just using my brain. But the idea is I'm holding an award. So this is what you're envisioning in English. This is what's being brought to you. What's being brought to you is how to use your power for the highest and good, best good. And they're saying to remember you've been trained wisely. So when I say wisely, I suddenly had an owl, and I suddenly had this master presence. So when I'm receiving you right now, I don't feel like Nicole anymore. I feel very large. I know this sounds crazy, well, different, I shouldn't say crazy. I feel very masterful is the only way to say it. It's sort of like I'm so much grander than my little personality self. You've been trained by very high achievement. So in English, it's sort of like they're showing me your diploma or your certificate of completion. In English, you know how to do this. Say your name again, sweetheart.
And
allow yourself that wisdom. Allow yourself that like inner knowing. All right, that is your first message. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
And now go higher. And now go higher. So in English, it's sort of like you're learning how to climb the mountain. When I receive you, I used to live in a place where there were peacocks, because it used to be orange groves, and they left the peacocks here. So just like I'm lifting the dog, I would watch the peacocks at night, at sundown. It was so cute. They would jump up to a branch, and the first one would jump to the first branch, and then they would go higher and higher and higher still, and then the next one. And they had this like beautiful order. Every night this happened. So this is what I'm watching. It's sort of like you're taking yourself to that higher awareness, knowing commodity, and the card I'm going to leave you with is awaiting results. But if you notice this card, it's so strong. It's like awaiting results, because you're receiving your currency, you know, like your earth currency, your heavenly chi currency, and you're emoting. In other words, like you're really announcing it. Notice how much higher she is in the bushes by her side as well. Whether those are trees or bushes, we'll call them trees. So it's sort of like you're really admitting you know. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Man, when I'm looking at you, kind of reminds me of Hanukkah with that oil, and you know, you only had enough oil for whatever. And what I get from that is there may be some fear, by the way. You may end up feeling like throwing up or suddenly getting very nervous or whatever, because you are opening back up to source. And there was some, I don't know, there's going to be fear energy that you're going to be releasing to do it. It's not to say that it's going to happen, but if it does temporarily, just realize it's part of the unwrapping. It's part of the process. So that you allow, it's almost like if you get a package and you open it up and you got all that popcorn stuff, And it's like, what a mess. Yeah. The popcorn stuff's going everywhere, but it kept the package intact so it didn't break. So just see it, they're saying to see it with a smile, meaning really understand it's good because you're returning to your just alignment. That's what I want to say to you. Say your name one last time.
Tim.
You're just one big third eye chakra card to me. You really are. You're allowing yourself to know. It is so good. So let's see why I have this little friend. Say your name one last time.
Kim.
Whatever has your back against the wall, in other words, whatever is just really annoying you, they're saying consider the sunshine. So the card I had was challenging times. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's not going to like this card. And they were like, yes, she is. Yes, she is. Because the challenging times are helping you remember your highest value. So in other words, challenge arrives. Wait a minute, consider the sunshine. I know how to do this now. I know how to return to my light. I know how to return to my intuition. I know how to stand up. Say your name one last time.
Kim.
They're saying to remember you're an overachiever. They're so funny. In other words, you don't give up. And you don't like losing, and that's what they're counting on. They're really mm-hmm. counting on the fact that we know you. You're not going to take anything lying down. Like at the end of the day, you're going to do what you have to do to like nail your lessons, to master it. This is the card they want me to leave you with. Love abounds. So in other words, you really return to your halo. You really return to your light. So beautiful, so gorgeous. That is your message, my love. And did you have a question or comment?
Oh, that's just funny because yesterday morning I canceled the doctor. I really didn't feel like going, and it was a skin check that I've never had since I had the skin cancer in 2019. I knew I'm fine, and the guy looked creepy in the picture. But I almost threw up that morning. I was like, I'm not lying. I am sick. Almost threw up yesterday morning. I was like, oh my God, what is going on with me? This isn't a COVID symptom. I've never had COVID. I was like, what is going on? You know, and then I'm crying through your message. I didn't expect that. I was like almost saying like, oh, I missed the beginning. Maybe I should skip a day. And I was like, no. I think that you say this word, but it felt like I'm a bimbo this morning. Like, I do this a lot. I'll get up early. I have these things on my list. And then I forget what I was going to do. I forgot to put the garbage out. And I was up early and had to do a ready last night to go out, but I didn't want to go out there in case there were kids with trick-or-treating or whatever. No one came to my house. I had it dark. I never buy candy. I'm on the end of the cul-de-sac. They always skip me, which is good because I don't want the candy. What I was going to say. So, like, I'm just like, this is the disorientation, maybe part of the dizzying and what was I going? What was I doing? Oh, I forgot. 3 days in a row, I was like, oh, I forgot, kept forgetting to put the laundry in, yet I'm here. But I get distracted. I don't think I'm arguing with anybody, but I was on Twitter this morning. I got into a conversation, but it wasn't argumentative. But yes, there's people who had opinions, but I was giving more of an enlightened version of what it was like getting my kid educated, because there were two guys, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. One has a grandkid, you know, anyway, so I was saying, and in the end I said, he's like, was saying, well, so what kind of school should my kid go to? I said, you need to follow your intuition, it's a journey, you know, and you're gonna make changes along the way, just like life, mm-hmm. you know? Because every kid's different. So anyway, it brought back memories of what I did right. But I also feel, I feel like everything, okay, I'm having trouble even talking. When you were just channeling for me, I just remembered tonight's the night I was supposed to get a candle for Sam. It's this Jewish, that's when I light the candle. And then I remembered a year ago this time, I am much better off than I was a year ago. There's some things I still haven't tackled that I meant to get done then. And here I am a year later and I'm like, I realize that I don't have 10 of me. I have expectations. I used to say when I was married, I need another Kim. I need another one of me to do this job and that job and that job. And I, you know, each one, I would like to have a whole team of Kims. And I'm not able to do what I used to do. I'm not able to use the old rules. I'm not able to physically, mentally, spiritually do it anymore. And I know that's a good thing. I really, when you show me the magician card, I really, really want, and he had a heart above him, by the way. I think that was the one with the heart. He had like the smoke. Was that the magician? Mm-hmm. That magician, two that's different magicians. There's a magician in the other deck that I always get. Mm-hmm. And he had a heart above him. So I really want the magic. I want a new life. I don't even want to like try to dictate what it's supposed to look like or be anymore, because every time I do that, I make a mess. I make a mess, and I go back to those old rules with what the neighbors think or what the news says or what the people on Twitter say. They're all stock market people. I learn from them. They're all involved in some Tesla and Elon and all that stuff. But anyway, everything has to go out the window, because when I walk around this house, everything in this house reminds me of the old Kim who lived by different rules. So I can't, it's like weird. I'm here, I relate to it, and I don't. Does that make sense?
It does make like, sense.
And I feel like it's going to be a huge, it's going to be, it feels overwhelming to me.
Well, why not just be in the present?
Behind.
Right. But what they're saying is to leave it in the present, because you're not being left behind. You're being left behind from an old playbook. So it's sort of like, wait a minute, this is loss. That's what 3D is. Like the ego consciousness is just a constant repetition of experiencing loss. You experience loss of people, you experience loss of health, you experience loss. It's separation. This is all just regurgitating separation. That's why we come in here and then we leave. I mean, and then everything else adjusts to that. But it has us believe like this is it. And the idea is to manage this and have this successfully. What you're learning to do is to really switch to a new playbook, switch to a new program, switch to a new kindness averse. So what you would receive, I forget what you said, but it was some kind of projection of like, somehow this is not good or going to work out for me. It's not like what you have to then do. You want to realize you're already amongst us. In other words, you're already functioning out of heavenly bliss, and you're learning to change sides. It's sort of like, instead of playing the game this way, I'm going to turn it around, where I'm always fully suited, where I'm always fully adjusted. So the more that you can understand, it's already upon you. The card I have for you, sweetheart, is love begins, because you're receiving it. So the more you can emphasize that and be proud of that and remember that, that's what's going to keep increasing. That's what's going to keep really directing, they're saying, your light ship, so cute. But it's you're harmonizing with that energy, and it's already underfoot, and you're doing really well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's just I guess I have to go with this. I have to. I can't fight it anymore. I guess that's what I've been doing. I try to get information
there, you go.
From others.
Love abounds. That's your answer to I can't fight it anymore.
And I like what you said about the intuition, because that word feels so strong to me, that the intuition is going to get me, is going to guide me from now on.
You got it. When I look at you, you're just a third eye chakra. I mean, I know you're Kim, but I just see a third eye chakra. So it's really growing. So beautiful, sweetheart. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. You're Thank
welcome.
You.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Miss Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
May I have a message?
Of course. Excuse me. Don't sit down. Say your first name.
Anna.
Don't sit down. Thank you. You're being introduced to new guidance. You're being introduced to new television. What I mean by television is it's like new programming, new shows to watch, new things to see. What you're learning to do, say your name one more time, my friend. And say your name one more time, please.
Anna.
You're learning, thank you, sweetheart. You're learning, there's a little delay, obviously. You're learning not to pause. So that's why you came directly after Kim there, because it's already surrounding, it's already self-justifying, it's already communicating. So just imagine you had a ceiling fan in your house that you just leave on 24/7 because it circulates the air. Or a light, so I don't know, your animals can see in the dark, whatever. But it's something that's a constant. It's something that's a constant. You always have your air conditioning on, and maybe at a certain temperature that it kicks on, but it's always set and ready to go. It's well managed. The more that you can dream in that constant, the more you can stay awake, the more that you can return to it often, it's going to be self-substantiated. When I'm looking at Anna, A-N-N-A, and when I'm looking at it, it's like your name is split in half and you're looking at both sides. So in other words, the right hand is saluting the left hand. It's always mirroring. It's always communicating. It's always serving. It's always helping. It's always instructing. It's always in good standby. So what I love about your energy is you have taken the light back. What you're learning to do is to leave that amplifier and brilliance. In other words, leave the volume on high. And when I look at you, your knees start shaking. And your knees start shaking is because you know there's going to be change. If I leave the volume on high, and I always consider love first, and I always follow my intuition, well, then I can't go back into denial. Then I can't pretend I'm small. You pretend you're small because you want to fit into you want to fit into a certain dynamic or a certain environment. But what they're saying is you're extraordinary. You are the magician. So you can do that if you must, but you're at the place, here's what I want to say. It's like, imagine an animal, like a groundhog or something, that's burrowed its way through the ground and it's come up the other side. So now it has the sunshine, now it has the light. And they're saying, like, why would it consider staying down? Why would it consider staying, you know, down below when it has a new sense of scenery? So again, when I look at you, you tremble inside, which is understandable because it's sort of, you're intuitive enough to know, if I stay strong, if I stay in my light, things are going to change. And for whatever reason, that kind of overwhelms you. It overwhelms you because of this, because your perception of self agreed with that small confinement. So in your power, you shrunk, and that's how you receive yourself. So then when you then receive new adaptation, meaning that light is strong and it's going to amply provide, I see you like shaking at the knees, because how am I going to do what life asks me to commit with? I don't have it. But the thing is, you do. But when you see yourself from that shrunken vision, yeah, there's reason of fear. So what they're helping you do is to have an even exchange. And again, I have the word Anna. I have an A-N over here and an N-A over here. So they're looking at each other in full broadcast to consider the new visionary stance. So in other words, this is all about your self-perception, realizing how you were seeing yourself in your false engagement was false, and allowing a sense of new visioning. Because remember, our little muskrat or groundhog or whatever burrowed to the other side to see the light. So now you've got the light, but you need to say so. So when I receive you, you visit that light often, which is lovely. But imagine visiting someone that lives in Ireland because you just love Ireland. So you keep visiting them. And on one of your last visits, you are strong enough to stay steady, to hear your higher self that's whispered in your ear, come live here, come live here. So instead of visiting Ireland, you realize, why don't I live there? Because that's what delights me. So when I'm looking at you, you're considering every notion. They use what's in my brain. And when I'm looking at you, I had a dear friend in sixth grade. Yeah, at the end of sixth grade, we parted ways. She went to one school, I went to another school. And she had a uniform. You don't need to know this, but she had a uniform. So the only things that they could individualize were their socks. So it was all about what color Argyle socks she was going to wear. And I guess I bought her some Argyle socks. Anyway, but what I get about that is if you're end of sixth grade, you're what, like 12, 13 or something? So it's like that beginning of adolescence. So in that age period, which is why I'm seeing that for you, you're beginning to have excitement. So that's the age where you stop. Your values don't always have to match your parents anymore, where you start having your own opinions about things, which is why parents and teenagers get in conflict and fight, because they're becoming independent. So that is where you are, my love. You're no longer little. You're no longer in a confinement. You're allowing yourself full expression. You're allowing yourself to say so. You're allowing yourself to dance. So when I say dance, I become a tree. So just think of a tree. It doesn't stay like this. It doesn't ask permission. It makes itself room. I'm sending a branch over here. I'm sending a branch over here. And here I go up high too. Like it takes its width. It takes, you know, it allows for its birthing right. Say your name. Oh, before I have you say your name again. The card they want me to express to you, interestingly enough, is the card that we left with Kim. Love begins. You're beginning to listen to yourself. And they want you to keep that volume up high. Say your name one last time.
Anna.
Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to grow and really trust God's favorable position. In other words, trust your divine plan for your life. Allow yourself to grow, knowing that your divine self is escorting you. It knows what's best for you. Allow that expansion, allow that delight. Here's your final outcome. You're going to nail it and you're superior. You're allowing yourself permission to really follow your God's plan for your life. So God would be your God self. In English, you're allowing yourself, to follow your divine plan for your life. Say your name one last time.
Anna.
The time's now. When I'm looking at you, you would rather the time be in 2 years, 2.5 years, minimum 6 months. But the time is now. So the card I have for you is movement, choices, and decisions. The time is now, by the way, for you to start agreeing with what you're receiving. So it's not like you got to pack up tomorrow night or anything, regardless of what I'm talking about. But it's more so of an agreement, an installation. Just imagine there's like a new computer program that was inserted into you where you're not going to be able to help but follow that light now. And you kind of know it. So it's sort of like gulp because your higher plan has started. It is so good, sweetheart. It is so good. When I'm looking at you, I know like if you would have like a trail of breadcrumbs, I have a trail of light for you. So you're just following the light, simple as that. Say your name one last time.
Anna.
All these cards, same card again, movement, choices, and decisions. So it's almost like we're playing chess, and it's like, okay, it's your turn. That is your message. I hope it helps. And did you have a question today?
Yeah, I had a question about you're saying growing bigger or not being small.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a sense of maybe my heart being small or half closed or half open or something, and I'm wondering what would come first, just following the light or opening my heart, and if my heart needs to open, what can open it?
Here's what I want to say.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're learning to open your heart to yourself. When I receive you, you like denial. It's just safer. It's easier. You've quite frankly been exhausted. You can only handle so much at a time. So there's a little bit of denial going on, which is okay. But here's the thing. Love is happening all around you. So what's going to open first is your love of self. What's the point of having a well-managed life if you're not extraordinarily happy? So it's almost like, okay, I've worked it out, so you're happy, my bill collectors, so everyone's happy but me. So it's a little bit like serving everything but your own higher witness. And so it's sort of like, okay, I worked really hard to have a moment of peace and everything's happy, but I'm not experiencing joy. So it's like giving that younger self a lollipop. I just remember being a kid where the bigger the lollipop, the better. And if it had colors and swirls, even more fantastic. And I always give this example, it's just in my mind, where they had these balloons, which were lovely. But in Central Park, they had these balloons where it was like a Mickey Mouse inside of a Mickey Mouse balloon inside and then a clear balloon over. So those were like the upgraded, too expensive, we can't buy it balloons. That's the kind of balloon you want to bless yourself with. It's sort of like you deserve the world. You deserve the greatest lollipop. You deserve paradise. So what comes first is you treating your inner child with really due relevance. If you want to stay longer to watch the ducks feed, if you want to look at the moon and the stars, like to really understand that she needs to be honored and she needs to be honored, that is the indication. That's the heart light. So the closed heart is you're not happy, so you got to shut down your heart, otherwise it's going to hurt. When I'm saying you're not happy, it's not that you're not happy, you are. But there's something in your like inner child shelf where it's collecting some dust. I just see a lot of dust. So you need to listen to her. It's like, what really turns her on? What makes her happy? It's a little bit like you're living in some city and paying like really high rent for a city property and realizing, you know, I'd really rather live in the country and it's less expensive. So why am I doing this? Why am I torturing myself? You know, just because everyone says the city is the way to live. So it's just like really listening to your heart, really listening to that inner child. She will talk to you. She will talk to you. Your job is to hear. Say your name again, my love.
Anna.
Thank you. And really trust that she's very, very wise. Trust that she's very, very wise. And she knows. The card I have for you, sweetheart, when you do, is material and spiritual prosperity. So it's sort of like you've known the way all along. Permit yourself to know. Really permit yourself to know. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you. When you say Anna, I hear and. So allow there to be an and a pause. So you're opening up to her, and then it's like and a pause, and you allow her to continue her statement. You allow her to continue her sentence. You allow yourself to hear her. So it feels like art therapy or something. Like you may decide to draw a flower. So if that aspect of you used to like to draw flowers, like really honor her. You may start doing origami. You may want to draw a flower. You're going to do something. Here's what I want to say. It's going to be some kind of creative process that's going to help you and her to be one and the same, so that you come back into her energy. You may suddenly want the crackers you used to eat when you were her age. So buy her the crackers. But it's not a her separate from you. It's yourself that, how would I say it? It's just sort of like social conditioning. She just got stomped on. It's sort of like what she needed wasn't really as important as what you had to respond to. So you kind of stopped listening to her somewhere along the way. My friend, this is all about you coming back into your power. And power you have. That is what this is all about. It's sort of like really coming back, and I just see you stirring, like you're on a boat and you're the captain. You're steering the wheel, excuse me. Say your name one more time.
Anna.
Thank you. Well, I'll just say this. You're going to be so happy. Excuse me. All these cards, my friend, power again. I mean, for you to pull power twice, man, is that just brilliant. I mean, it's just brilliant. Does that help, my friend?
Yes, okay. Very much so.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Indeed, we surround each with love, light, and true engagement. True engagement is sort of like, how would I say, it's just sort of finishing the energy from Anna, where we're truly engaging with the stars. We're truly taking ourselves back. We're truly listening to our true home. The energy that's supporting us right now is extraordinary. Amplified. When I say amplified, it's almost like we hit the jackpot. Like the energy is here to help us do this. It's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So thank you everybody for visiting. We will be back Thursday at 6:30, and hopefully my email system will be working properly by then. We shall see. Mwah! Love to everybody.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye everyone.